Okay, dislocations. If you're kind of grossed out, can you hit a light, at least one switch off? If you're kind of grossed out by stuff, this may or may not gross you out, but excellent. So you can see from this picture that that guy's shoulder is dislocated. His, that shoulder, because it doesn't look right. He's also holding his arm in a very interesting way. You hold your arm forward, you're kind of just kind of holding it out, because he has what's called an anterior dislocation. It means the bone moved forward of his socket. 95 or 98% of shoulder dislocations are forward. I can't remember the name of the guy outside, but Sean, he throws his shoulder out all the time and has had numerous shoulder dislocations. However, he's an anomaly because he has posterior dislocations, so his shoulder dislocations are a little bit different. So if you come off your bike, it is very possible you can dislocate your shoulder. Hopefully it's the forward dislocation and you're in that 95th percentile bracket. I'll show you how to put things back into place. If you pop your shoulder out like this, it's going to hurt. Like I said, there's Sean. He's like, gotta go. Been here, done that.
Yeah,
give us a demo, Sean.
I did it on Friday night. It was Friday night.
Did you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Did you put it back in? Or?
I had a friend help me. Yeah.
How do they do it?
Same way, just push it back like that.
See,
mine's backwards.
See, yeah,
this
he has
forward.
Backwards ones.
Yeah.
That's really
but that's good to know how to put a backwards one back in.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if that's the right way to do it. Because the next morning, like, I totally couldn't feel my two fingers. So I think I pinched that.
You might have pinched a nerve.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel fine now. It definitely, like, it's still pretty shaky in there.
How did you do it?
I was just in bed and just rolled over. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah. It was super stupid.
So in Sean's case, he probably has a really...
Yeah, and I was going like Mach 5.
Sean's probably had enough shoulder dislocations, now it's really easy for him to throw his out.
Yeah, I've seriously probably dislocated this one in the last 2 years, probably 20 to 30 times.
Oh, yeah, so now he's too loose in there now that he's probably going to do that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I didn't do any sort of PT after I did it the first time. So that probably didn't help either.
So have you been practicing your spectacular escape?
I know you'd be perfect for that.
So, I mean, is that something that's damaging, like, cartilage around the socket, or just the bone itself, or the tendon?
In this case, you're doing a lot of nerve damage. So
well, I mean,
lung...
the reason it's so loose now at this point.
Oh, in
like,
his case,
yeah.
You know what? I don't know, actually. Probably just the tendons are stretched.
I've
straight.
Shaved the ball, so it's
yeah.
Deeper in the joint.
So Sean's interesting in that his dislocations are backwards. This guy's dislocation is forward. 95% of dislocations are forward. There are numerous ways to throw your shoulder out. So how do you know your shoulder is dislocated if you're wearing a motorcycle jacket and you can't see that bump? Well, one, it's going to hurt like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're probably going to be holding your arm out like this. Secondly, if you go, I'll try to touch my other shoulder and you can't do it, chances are your shoulder's dislocated. So I don't wear a really tight motorcycle jacket. I know a lot of people do wear really tight motorcycle jackets. Getting your motorcycle jacket off is gonna hurt and it's gonna suck. But as long as you go like, oh, I can't touch my shoulder, I think my shoulder's dislocated, I'll show you how to put it in on your own. Getting your jacket off to try to like see and then manipulate your shoulder is gonna hurt. So I know jackets are expensive, but $600, your life. $600, your life. I really don't have... Hey, why is my mouse not working? I really don't have $600 to blow on a really fancy jacket, but
I was
going to
say,
I'd
it's
you
only
because
you have a Ducati.
I know, right? I just want to say that I love my motorcycle. I don't ride it enough.
Yeah,
let's make sure
I
still be still wireless. Come on, video. Oh, it might need to load my browser, so hold on a sec. So I will show you how to put one in by yourself, and then we'll kind of walk. If you're with somebody, this is what you can do. I will be sending a bunch of stuff out in an email, and we can go from there. So if you are grossed out by things, this might gross you out a little bit.
It's a much better crowd than last time as far as being grossed out.
Yeah, I know. Last crowd was a little bit grossed out.
Hey, just a few people who were really squirmy.
Vomiting.
Who?
There's a little guy.
Yeah, well, my friend Marcus. You guys know Marcus. He had nose surgery once, and he fainted when the nurse was talking about the procedure before he had it. He can't deal with anything like that. He did stay through the entire thing.
Maybe he just passed it halfway through. Yeah, was he?
He was proud of it.
He's trying to load. I apologize.
Yeah, our stolen internet is not incredibly fast.
So if you're riding with a bunch of people and you think your shoulder's up because you can't touch your other shoulder, but you can't see it because your jacket's on, try to get your jacket off. If you can't get your jacket off, leave your jacket on, and then you can go through these motions.
You want to try it? You don't like
that? Is there another one? Because this is going to take a while.
48 hot spot.
Do you have a tether? Yep.
Jealous.
See if it actually works. Oh, it's faster now. Okay, here we go. You might not be able to hear the dialogue, but I'll try to walk you through it. I think this is the stoner kid. He's like sucking on nitrous oxide, is what you get at the dental office. But you can't quite see that his shoulder is up, but you can see one person's holding him and the other person's kind of pulling on his arm towards his knees, but then they're kind of pulling up towards his shoulder.
And also, that kid is fucking high.
But see, he knows how to smoke pot because he's using that like he's smoking pot. So see how the person on the right is pulling downward?
Oh, that
kid's
high.
He's super stoned. I know, he's wearing just suspenders. Well, I think we gotta wait for it to. We have to wait for the gray line to move further, and then the red line. So he's some dumb kid who went and did some dumb thing and threw his shoulder out. One of his buddies. Because
right?
He was like, yeah, you're going to see this on YouTube. It's called I'm Being a Dumbass.
Hey, nurse, could you film this for me?
So see the guy on the left is just, he's got like a strap around and there's like a sheet or a towel. It's just kind of pulling him that way because the person on the right is pulling pretty hard on his arm. And he's pulling downwards and towards him and eventually you're going to kind of push upward a little bit. Okay, maybe we can see where they are. He's like, yeah, look on YouTube. In a couple days, you'll see this. Now I'm going to smoke some more nitrous. And he's like, I'm smoking pot.
Right? This nitrous is awesome. I can just keep doing this.
So watch. Just wait for it. See, the guy, he's pulling. Look how hard his arm is pulling on that. Look how the thumb is up. It's pulling. He's pulling. Watch the kid's brain. Watch his right shoulder. Or his left shoulder, I guess.
I'm worried if she's
gonna hit this shit again.
So you can see all they did was kind of pull downward and then a little bit upwards and pop the shoulder back in place. So essentially what I'm trying to tell you is if you're riding with a buddy and you dislocate your shoulder, you don't need 911, you can put it back in. So there's a time frame, like if it's just for an hour, you're probably causing a lot of nerve damage and you're going to probably have a lot of damage after that. 9 times out of 10, just pulling on it and doing the things that I'll send out these videos again so you can watch them again later. It's super easy. So this one's really interesting, right?
No. It might be a little bit might feel weird, but you're not going to jerk it. You're just going to kind of pull.
It might feel weird. There we go, like the green, the gray line.
Clearly he knows exactly what needs to be done.
It sounds like he's had it out before, and it's, you can't really see it, like, it's his left shoulder. It doesn't look dislocated from here.
Oh, no, it looks fucked up. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is, like, you can totally see it's way up high.
It's not just shrugging.
Unless that kid is super awkward, that's fucked up.
So do you see how this, essentially, the whoever is on the right with his foot on the guy's chest, the foot is acting as the guy on the left holding the towel. All you're trying to do is try to, you're pushing the body one way, pulling the arm the other way. So the guy on the right is doing the arm in almost the same way. He's a little high versus the other one, but the other one's in the ER and this one's out like whitewater rafting.
And pull it towards that way.
So watch his shoulder.
It's
kind of going to go down and up to the right.
No, just, as you like, well, so you can do like a J motion.
You're
going to kind of
like roll it.
Pull towards you and that way.
Don't pull like hard, just pull.
Your actual C motion.
Watch his shoulder, watch his shoulder.
Good.
Oh, you can barely see it.
No, but you could.
So that look is a posterior thing?
Oh, I want to see that guy.
His was anterior.
It looked like it was being put rather than like down, it was more like out.
See, yeah, so the other guys are kind of pulling it down in the ER, they're doing it that way. This guy, he looks like he's obviously had it out before because he was very clear about his instructions. And he was like way up high. But so the goal is you start out down low, and generally what you want to do is get the arm to go like that.
Well, it makes sense. I mean,
and then it pops back into place almost like that. But then you're still pulling traction. You're pulling this arm outward. And then you're kind of going to go up. And then it's going to shoot back into its socket. So what they're doing, what that kid was doing, his was a little high, but it was still the same philosophy of pull outward. And it worked. That was truly, like, really ghetto because it was like they did it whitewater rafting. And I'll tell you how to do it. Just yank on my arm. So we can kind of practice a little bit on each other.
No.
This one, I think, is the military's video. And the military. So he has deformity, and they'll show you what. So they have the elbow in, and they're just rotating the hand with the thumb up outward.
Uh-huh.
Like you're trying to do a low five, right? Low five. Humerus generally pops in place there. That's another option. So that's what the kid in the whitewater rafting thing was doing, essentially. They're pulling down low. Watch that shoulder. It's going to be slow because the video needs to catch up. Don't pull too hard. Watch the shoulder.
Oh!
So if someone's, if they can like relax, does that help? Or if they can...
Oh yeah, if you can relax. If you can relax, that's awesome. If you can't relax, it's going to hurt no matter what.
Yeah.
The other thing to do if you're alone, if there is some way in which you could prop yourself up on a table like this and let that hand dangle with some sort of weight on the end, tie a rock to your arm, lay on a table, and then let that arm dangle, and it might pop back into place. But I will show you a technique on how to do it by yourself. In fact, actually, I'll just show you now. So, since we're talking about that, because next thing we're going to talk about is a finger or something. If my right shoulder is dislocated, I want to bend on one knee with the same leg out that is with the same arm that's out. So generally, your arm is like this already. So
wait,
you can...
Hang on one sec. Can we hit the light so we can videotape this?
In fact, if you guys want to practice, just like stand up and do it. That's fine. So you take the leg that's out. Your arms are going to be like this. Just lean it over. Grab hold of your wrist. And then lean back. You're going to push your hips forward a little bit. Put your boobs out a little bit. Show the girls. and then like just lean back, and your shoulders should pop back into place. If that doesn't work, then I'll just put a weight on the end. So I'm gonna do like this, and then lean back.
And this is the one that's
same arm that's dislocated, same knee that's out.
Okay.
Kind of put your arm like that, and then push your hips forward and lean back. And you can feel the pressure that's on your arm.
Oh, see,
you popped it already. I didn't even need popping, and you popped it. So that's exactly what I want you to do.
See you guys. Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. So that's the technique they use on ski patrol up in the mountains when they show up and your shoulder's dislocated. They're like, hey, try this, just see if it works. 9 times out of 10, it pops your shoulder back into place. So if you're riding by yourself, try to do that. Alternately, if you can lay on a flat surface, lay on the tank of your bike and try to weight your arm down. It might be able to put it back in place. Alternately, use those techniques that you just saw. I'll send out those videos again. Like I said, this is nothing you cannot get on Google or YouTube.
As far as pain, I mean, maybe Sean probably answer this too, but like, but I mean, once you get it back in, like, is the pain significantly better, or is it pretty bad for a little bit?
It's painful,
yeah.
But it's significantly less painful.
So it's pretty painful when it's out? Okay.
Yeah, when it's out,
super painful when it's out.
Okay.
When it goes out, like, you instantly panic because it hurts so bad.
But then it's super painful while somebody's yanking on your arm or extending your arm. Up,
yeah,
right?
And then that's the other part of it, too. It's like, after, if you don't put it in right away, which I've had a few times where I put it in absolutely right away, after a few minutes, it's like you kind of
tenses up.
It doesn't hurt as much, but then when you go back to put it in, it just instantly goes back to being that painful.
Yeah, it's just gotten confused.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, like, as far as, like, you know, pain meds, if, like, anything orally is going to be, it's going to take, like, 20, 30 minutes to do anything,
so.
Yeah,
they gave me morphine at Not Baker.
Right.
And
it's like, here in the field.
That didn't hit me until, like, 20 minutes after they had
injected. Right. Did they give you just, like, pills?
No.
Or did they inject it?
If I dislocate my shoulder, should I just try to do the knee thing first before I have somebody else start yanking on
me? I would try to do the knee thing first. One, because you can go at your own pace.
Right.
But really the key is that when you're doing that, you got your arm around your knee, you're not just leaning back, you're also going to push your hips forward because that's pushing it's pushing on your pelvis, which is pushing your femur forward,
mm-hmm.
and it's pushing in all the right places.
Right.
So just make sure you're trying to like push forward with your hips. Because then that's going to jut your arm. And it's going to be painful, but if you're 2 hours out in the middle of nowhere and you've dislocated your shoulder, if you could put it back in and still ride.
Then just get some aspirin and show it up and put it over.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, at that point, I'd be downing ibuprofen or codeine or something that I might have in my pocket.
Yeah, I had to wait an hour and a half before I got mine back in.
That would be suck ass.
Oh, yeah.
There are some more gross videos, just to beware. Yeah, just put it around. And then kind of lean back, but then push your hips forward as well. And you can feel that tension on your arm. So whatever shoulder's dislocated, put that same knee out and do that. Chances are it's probably going to go back in. If not, then you can do some of the other stuff. Okay, there are some finger dislocations, kind of gross, but chances of dislocating your finger high. Oh, first it's a knee.
Oh.
See that?
Oh my god. Oh,
that's where your kneecaps are supposed to be over there. So putting a kneecap in is super easy. So essentially your kneecap, see this one? Is that a bird? I didn't make the video. We have to let it get caught up for a sec. So essentially, your kneecap goes in one of two places. It goes to the left or it goes to the right. So it goes towards the center of your body or it goes toward the outside of your body. When you want to put your kneecap back in place, also known as your patella, so generally the person's leg is going to be bent like this. Sometimes it might be a little out. But you want to, like, as whoever you are trying to put it back into place, and you could probably do it yourself, you want to push on your kneecap in the direction of which it goes. If your kneecap is on the outside, you want to start put gentle pressure on your kneecap towards the midline where it belongs, and you want to extend your leg. So you can see, this video is really funny because I think they were like, this is like some dumb little kid, like, how'd you do that? I was walking backwards. I was going backwards and my kneecap came out. So see how his kneecap is not where it belongs?
How'd you do this?
I was walking backwards.
Okay. You walk back,
walking backwards.
Okay.
Okay. So see how his knee is bent?
There you go.
So watch the person with the hand. It's pushing the kneecap back in the direction. All they're doing is extending the knee outwards. Oh, come on, kid. Man up. Don't walk backwards. So, they're going to push on the kneecap and they're going to extend his legs straight down. Bam! And it's back in place. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you from that annoying music.
Is there any concern when putting your kneecap back that it is, like, rotated out of alignment?
It should be twisted because there are ligaments on one side and on the other, like, two little strings that kind of hold it from... It should keep it from doing that. So when you're pushing it back in place, those little strings will keep it in place where it belongs.
So as long as you haven't torn that, you're probably...
As long as you haven't torn that, but then even then, pushing it back in place, I don't think you're going to cause any serious, but I would want to talk to, like, a serious doc about that. Have you torn, like, one of those ligaments? I don't know.
It's probably still not any worse than having it, you know, close.
Right. I don't think it's going to completely rotate itself unless both of those ligaments are completely detached. Then you're really fucked. There's nothing you can do except get to it. Surgery.
And take a lot of painkillers.
Right, this is a reason to carry a lot of ibuprofen on you. Any chance you have opportunity at codeine, Percocet, Vicodin? Okay.
I mean, well, that just kind of goes.
Oh, that's the gray bar. So you can see this kneecap is
straight
over there.
His leg is straight.
So his, in this case, his leg is straight, yeah? For whatever reason, his leg is straight. This one, they're actually just kind of letting it relax on the pillow, and it's going to pop itself back in the place. But you can't see very well. Somebody may be pulling on his leg a little bit, and then you just saw it move over a little bit.
That is totally creepy.
So in that situation, his leg was already out, and there may have been somebody pulling on his leg ever so gently to get it to completely lay flat, which it pushes your kneecap back in place. Whoops, sorry. So I will say the finger one is a little bit more disconcerting.
Look at my hands, Jersey Mike.
It's going the wrong way. Did I miss one kneecap on my leg? Hold on. This one's really awesome. Because the medic, these guys are in, like, England or something, and the medic's like, good boy, good boy, be a good boy, good boy.
Yes.
What the fuck is that, good boy?
Well, he's really a vet, and
so this guy's just there for support to hold him up. He's sucking on nitrous again, which is what you get at the dental's office, which is what we saw the first kid with the dislocations. Looked like he was smoking a pot pipe. And then you can see his kneecap is out, and you can see how his leg is bent. It's bent just like most of the other ones we've seen, except for the last one. I'm trying to let the gray bar get caught up a little bit.
Huh?
So his leg is upright, or at least bent. His kneecap is out towards the outer part of his body.
And everybody's having a great rollicking.
He's totally half stone, and the medic is going to, he totally is like, good boy, be a good boy, good boy, good boy.
I don't know, you're a dog. Okay, that's enough. Let me have a hit. Oh, I love this shit.
So he's waiting because he's trying to make sure that the kid is. We gotta wait for the gray bar to catch up. Sorry. He's trying to make sure that the kid is adequately stoned before he. So nitrous oxide really kind of does really good wonders for people. It's what you take at the dentist's office. I have it on my rig and Cleellum as a pain medication. It's basically you just kind of get high off of it. And it's really short acting. You kind of suck on that little inhaler thing, and then next thing you know, you're like, la 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 la.
So we should all carry cans of.
God, if I could get my hands on that. First aid kit.
First aid kit.
I'm
sure you bring
I actually thought about that the other day. I'm like, I totally could steal them bottles of nitrous, but I don't have the regulator thing, the apparatus.
Well, then steal that shit.
I know, right? Or find a way to buy it online and just
leave it at a scene.
Yeah, left at scene, right? Whoops! Forgot to grab that bag.
Hey, Lucretia.
I think our internet is just a little slow.
I will not admit one way or another to doing nitrous the night I broke.
I will deny any possibility that I steal this.
Wait, after or before?
Oh, definitely after.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there's no shame in that.
Come on, Gray Bar. Let's see what happens with Cleellum. I can't understand them because they're English. So.
They're not
That's
Welsh.
Not English.
You think they're Welsh?
I don't know. I can't understand them.
Yeah.
I know they're from over there, right?
Great English isn't English.
I see, he looks like he smokes a pot pipe too, because he's like, this is how you know that people know how to smoke pot pipes. When you give them nitrous, they're like, oh, good man.
That first dislocation, the kid was born
sponsoring. All right, so watch how he pushes on the kneecap, and he's going to push it back towards its center line. All the while he extends the leg.
Oh, he just yanked that. Oh, yeah, that was really
I see him,
gentle.
He's like, be a good boy, good boy, be a good boy.
I like the thumb. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
He's a
good boy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. So that's the bulk of that. So really, like, even if you wear leather, tight motorcycle leathers, you might not know that your kneecap is out of place visually, but you'll know because you'll be in a lot of pain and whatnot. But my advice to you is cut the leather and just get down and look to see if the kneecap is in not where it's supposed to be. And then gently pull eye pressure back towards where the kneecap should be. And just as this medic guy did, he had his hand under the ankle and he pulled the leg straight, just like the other video showed. Really super easy. It means you can ride out, walk out, hike out. Okay, there is one really gross finger in here, possibly two. Finger dislocations are easy. Think of it as like a joint, like a wrench or something. Like, all you gotta do is pull on it a little and put it back. We gotta let the gray bar catch up.
It's a great frame, though. Yeah, that's gonna be me if I ever see anything like that.
Best part is I think that's the doctor.
It is, yeah.
God, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
Good.
Oh, no.
Great manner.
Yeah.
Here for edxitvideo.com. This patient showed you dislocated left fourth finger. Patient fell and the.
If it's gross, close your eyes. So look at the way the joint is. You can see where the joint is. All you gotta do is stick it back in its place.
Anyway,
You pull outward, put it back in its inline place. See?
So when you're pulling that outward, are you pulling it?
You're pulling it out towards you. You're pulling
it twisted, or in the direction it should go in.
You're going to pull traction, meaning you're going to pull it outward a little bit, and then you're going to pull it towards the direction it should be in. So if my finger was bent, if my finger was bent that way, I want to pull it out a little bit and rotate it back to where it belongs.
It's a little out, so you're not just scraping the bone.
Yeah, so think of it like a ranch or a slacker ranch or something. You want to get it a little bit outside of that to get it back to go where it belongs.
That totally makes sense. I mean, just...
Right? See? And so really, like, that's why I was like, I call this a little bit ghetto. It's just because that person had, like, what's called a finger block. So they stick a needle in there, and they block your nerves, and they put drugs in there, so you don't feel any pain while the doc pops that back in place. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you dislocate something, you don't have a choice, really. You can ride out, or you can sit and suffer, or you can try to get on the back of somebody's bike. All the while you're in pain. If all it takes is for me to gently pull on my finger and pop it back in place, I'm going to do it. It's going to take a couple times. Like, how long did it take that guy to saw off his arm in Arizona? It takes a couple times. But you can pull on it. Okay, this one may take a little bit to load up. So take a quick bathroom break. This one's like 4 minutes long, but I'm not going to make you watch 4 minutes of it. But bathroom break if you want it. Just to let that gray bar...
These are the total hicks, aren't they?
This is the hick one, yeah.
You're
fine with this? Oh, no, man!
I thought you were just...
So it's going to be the same thing with the finger on this one. I can't remember which finger he has out, but you're just going to pull a little bit outward. And think of it, tent poles. Everybody here use tent poles? Right. How they retract in on one another? If one... What's that?
That's
if one tent pole comes out, it's a little bit to the side. And what you want to do is pull it a little so it's not directly across from it. You want to pull it a little, and then it automatically, like with a tent pole, if you pull it a little, it automatically snaps in place. Mm-hmm. So your finger, or even, you know, your kneecap or something, you want to pull it a little bit and put it back in place.
Except it hurts.
It's going to hurt like a motherfucker. So my advice to you for your first aid kit, next time you go to the doctor's office or the dentist and they're like yanking a tooth, because I had to have a tooth extracted, and I'm like, do you want some Vicodin? I'm like, yes! I don't take Vicodin. I didn't think I was going to need it. It doesn't do good things for me. I get really sick from it. But I'm like, absolutely, I will stockpile Vicodin, Percocet, and everything I can get my hands on. Just because you never know when you're going to need it. But the one part, I will say the one time I did stockpile it, a friend of mine's friend had gotten cancer, and they wouldn't give that friend any more pain medication. And everybody threw in their Vicodin and Percocet so he could die peacefully. This guy's funny.
Threw the football to me, and obviously I can't catch
that
real, so that's what happened.
So his finger's not that bad.
Oh,
on X-ray, that finger shows a dorsal dislocation of the middle phalanx onto the proximal phalanx.
So what are your plans?
My plans are to do a metacarpal block of the fifth digit, followed by a reduction of the dislocation.
So when he says a block, it means they're going to give him drugs. They're going to put a needle in his finger, so it doesn't hurt.
I will go ahead and do the metacarpal block here. His is a little bit more complicated just because his finger is slightly contracted and has a slight deformity, or at least from the contractures of the tendons over the metacarpal head, so I'll be the one doing that block. We'll be using 1% lidocaine with epinephrine. And a 27 gauge needle for the injection.
You know that's been like
that way,
like
a half
other ways,
right?
Right.
Just looking at his elbow in the process here. I'm going to wipe it off here right on the metacarpal head. What you want to do is you want to locate where the metacarpal head is. This is a little difficult because of how his fingers are turned. You want to find the metacarpal head. Sorry, buddy. And you go down to the metacarpal head, and then you start back, and you back out slightly, because now you're right over the nerve. And then glove. And then inject approximately 1 cc right over that as you draw. It's gonna burn there, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. Not gonna hurt as much as putting your finger back in place.
This is a great time to take a mental motorcycle.
The hand can hold much more than the size of the finger, so you can actually use a little bit more, but we use about 1 cc.
How'd that do?
Burns up.
It'd be great.
Usually kind of just rub it in at that point. I was just waiting here and they just got to stop here in a second. And I've now got me a phone call.
And that's what's supposed to happen.
So watch what she does. All she does is pull on it.
I mean, how's that pushing on it?
Okay. I can feel it around in here.
Okay. So for the production, we're going to go ahead because you start proximal over the extensor tendons. We're just going to pull on them and kind of really get some traction on it because they're shortened down now. And then once we get to that, it should pop in pretty easily. Otherwise, you're kind of forcing it over. So.
And going to go hyperextension?
Yep, basically. Okay. So go ahead and we'll get down to it.
So really, she's just going to pull on his finger and pull up a little bit? You don't even notice it. It just pops in. Bam, back in place.
Hey! I can move my finger now, guys!
So does that make sense?
Totally.
Just kind of, in that case, you just kind of want to pull on it. If it's completely bent in the opposite direction, kind of pull it back in the direction it belongs. Kneecap, push it back in place, pull your leg out. Are you totally grossed out?
Yes, okay? Just slightly.
Sure, thanks.
It's all good stuff. I'll send out more detailed emails later. But the goal was to show you guys what to do if you were out in the absolute middle of nowhere and things got bad and you dislocated a shoulder or a kneecap or finger, you had a lot of bleeding. And what could you do if you're literally out in the middle of nowhere with no cell signal or until somebody arrives? And honestly, some ambulances can be 30 plus minutes away from you. So for 30 minutes, you could be bleeding to death, or for 30 minutes, you could be sitting there suffering. So.